If your prayer life is not systemic, it will be ineffective and it will be void of the ability to build you. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible tells us that Peter and John were on their way to the temple to pray at the hour of prayer. Please say that after me. The hour of prayer. One more time. The hour of prayer. There was a discipline that was invested to their prayer life. It was called the hour of prayer. Dedicated to prayer, the hour of prayer. Most believers pray, but aside from praying amiss, we are not consistent in our prayer. We have an emotional approach to prayer. So when matters get bad and it looks like we're in trouble, we quickly develop some kind of crash system and we shout at the gates of heaven. And once it looks like there's a little solution, then we leave everything. Your prayer life, the power in prayer is in its consistency. Especially when we're talking about prayer as a tool for building you. I'll talk a bit on prayer. It's important we understand this. The key to benefiting from prayer is to create a strategy for consistency. The key to benefiting from prayer is to create a strategy for consistency. Most believers are not consistent in their prayer. Can I give you four assignments of prayer? Maybe you want to write that down. According to scripture, there are four assignments of prayer. Number one, the first assignment of prayer is for growth and transformation. This is the most important assignment of prayer. Did you know that the average believer's understanding of prayer is just as a means for receiving things from God? The major assignment of prayer is as a tool for your personal growth and transformation. Luke chapter 9, please, and verse 29. Are we learning? That means a major part of your prayer should not just be about asking things, but engaging for your spiritual development. This is why he gave us the prayer language. As he prayed, we're still together, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Talk to me. And his raiment became white and glistening. This is what happened to Jesus as he prayed. This is what will happen to any believer as you pray. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance, transformation. A weak you can become a strong you when you pray. A timid you, a carnal you, can become a spiritual you. You can pray out weakness, pray out limitation. Most believers have not used prayer as a tool for their development. Show me a man who has been methodically mentored to understand the ministry and the role of prayer in his development and has obtained grace to engage. I show you a powerful Christian in the making. Now, I hope you know that when the disciples of John became the disciples of Jesus, they noticed that Jesus's prayer produced power, and they came to him and said, teach us to pray. Their issue was not prayerlessness. Their issue was that there was no power in their prayer. Everything he said came to pass. What was he saying? What was he doing? You must spend a major part of your prayer life praying in the spirit when you want to grow. Listen carefully. You must spend a major part of your prayer time praying in the spirit. Most believers do not use prayer as a tool for growth and transformation. It says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. But in Acts chapter 2, they received a prayer language, not power. That means there is a relationship between that prayer language and the promised power. Am I right on that? If I tell you that I'm bringing you a hot meal and I bring you, say, a blue gift, it means you must open to find out there must be a connection between that gift I gave you and the promise I left you. Probably the meal must be inside. Am I wrapped? Are we together? If I promise you $1,000 and then I hand over a bag, it is only wise to open that bag because the $1,000 will most likely be in there as cash, as some voucher, as a check. Am I right on that? So if Jesus says you will receive power and what you receive was tongues, there has to be a relationship between engaging that prayer language and the release of power.